You had, I don't know what you call it, but you had some, it was made something like this. Because if you didn't, if you left the top open, it would have rained in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you had, it's something like a horse. A horse you had on the top. And
like a horse?
I guess you would call it a horse. You know, like a sawhorse?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It made something like a, well, it, the chimneys they got that day, they made, you know, something like that, but it wasn't as big. They got these big old fancy deals they got today. Our neighbor down there built them one about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they got this big old fancy deal they can put gas logs in it, burn wood.
Yeah. Well, a stove was always more efficient anyway. I mean, it was better.
Yeah.
What I was talking about was you might have this kind of a something that in the house right up over the fireplace that you could put a clock on or put pieces.
Yeah, it's like a mound.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chimney was built so high and then it would come out and you had a something like a mound piece over the top of it.
What about the stuff you had in the house to sit in? Tell me about that.
Oh, you know,
and all the things in the house.
You had wooden chairs. Well, for instance, like when I got married, I bought some wooden chairs for 50 cents a piece.
That's so, pretty good, huh?
And, well, a couple of them, I think we still got one or two of them, them wooden chairs. We paid them 50 cents a piece.
The one I got in my room?
You didn't have?
Oh, no, you didn't have no sofa. Well, what you made is a wooden bench.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you get a carpenter, you make you one of these fancy wooden benches with a back and everything on it. And that's mostly what you had. Well, say if it was like a sofa, you put a couple of pillows in it, you know, you cotton pillows, and you put something on the back. But you had nothing like this.
How did you, when you moved, did you have to move all your?
The furniture?
Yeah.
Yeah. You move in a wagon, a old trailer, so.
Yeah. Okay, now, what about the things that you would put your, would you have something that had drawers in it that you'd put your clothes in?
You mostly had, it was something like trunks. Every now and then you find someone that had an old chest, a cedar robe or something. Most of you had is big trunks. We had one, I remember, was about that high. We put quilts and clothes and stuff in. Very soon you see something with drawers. Us, the way it was, so that's going to be a poke.
Yeah. Okay, now something nowadays that you'd have to put your clothes in. In other words, you know, with drawers in.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that? Well, you know, back in the old days they had those big things. If you didn't have a built-in,
you had a press. It was a press, a big old deal. It had two doors, but it had shelves on it. Yeah, it might have had maybe four or five shelves in it. And you had that two big old doors, and you just walk up and open them, you know. And that's what they would call a press.
And you got your clothes out.
Yeah.
And then you
closed it back. You had a place you could, well, it was just like a clothes closet, a walk-in clothes closet. You had one place you could hang your clothes, and another place you had shelves you could fold them and put them.
Ah.
It served the same purpose as a closet.
Yeah.
Because some of them was just as big. But when they were so tall and heavy, it would be antique now.
Now, you mentioned the windows.
Yeah, the one you didn't have no screens.
Yeah.
You had wooden windows. The weather would get bad or something. You had wooden windows with some latches, just like these old time doors. You just pull them in.